This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 718, How Ramesh Finally Conquered IELTS Writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Ramesh, a three-key student who took the IELTS exam 9 times before he finally achieved the writing score that he needed. Learn just how he broke through in today's show. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We get to talk to Ramesh today, who is going to share some very valuable IELTS advice for everyone. Ramesh, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hi, Jessica.
It's so nice to talk to you again. I am so excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to talk to you as well.
Okay, so let's start here. How many times did you take the IELTS exam?
Quite a lot of times. I would say I took IELTS for 9 times.
9 times. Oh my gosh. Listeners, yeah. We have a journey to learn from today. Okay. Tell
it's
us about
more
that.
It's almost more than 2 years, actually.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so why? Like, what was the difficulty there? Why so many times?
I think in my first attempt, I scored almost the score that I need, except my reading, which was 6.5. I needed 7. And then I scored 7 in writing and 8.5 in listening and 7.5 in speaking.
Awesome.
But, yeah, I had problems with reading.
Okay.
And then my next exam, I spent more time on reading and then I got 8.5. So from 6.5 to 8.5. But this, I was doing everything by myself.
Okay.
And my writing went down 6.5. So since that time, I had 7, 6.5 in writing, like every time I took the test, basically.
Oh my gosh! Okay, yeah, I've talked to other students with a similar experience where like they'll take the test and they'll get all the scores they need except in one section, and then the next time they take it. That section goes up, but another section goes down. So it's these fluctuations that we need to get over. So when did you decide to get into Three Keys IELTS?
I think I was following Three Keys since 1 year, I would say.
Okay.
And I find it in Google while searching for different IELTS courses.
Oh.
And I attended one of your... Lindsay, I think, or I think you both were there. This kind of webcast. So I attended one
of
the webcasts.
Web class. Well, yeah. They're called webinars, but we call them web classes because it's more interactive than just a webinar. But yes, mm-hmm. You're correct. Web class.
Yeah. So I attended one of those, and I was a bit hesitant to join at the time.
And okay.
Yeah, probably I should have joined immediately, but I took more time.
Do you think if you joined earlier, you wouldn't have had to take the test so many times?
Yeah, probably. Actually, I would have saved some money as well. And
that's
after that,
thing.
I even attempted almost 4 times.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. IELTS is so expensive. But hey, let's stick to the positive. You don't have to pay for another exam, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to write. I felt, okay, this is the last time I take the test.
You're like, this has to be the last time. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. So you improved your reading by yourself by 2 whole BAM points. How did you do that?
I even scored like 9 in my last exam, not
awesome.
Not this one, but I mean somehow this time my reading went down to 2 points, two bands.
What on earth? Oh my gosh. What do you think happened?
I mean, since last four attempts, I was hitting 8.5, 8.5, 9, 8.5 in reading. But I think this time the last question was slightly difficult. So I had to guess some of the questions.
You mean the last passage? Was it like...
Yeah, last passage, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was it like a specialized sort of knowledge thing?
Yeah, but the questions were also, I mean, slightly difficult, actually. The level of difficulty is a bit higher compared to other exams. I mean, I never had problems before. I mean, I was on time. And this time I felt I'm under time pressure and I don't know what to do.
Oh, gosh. Well, in that case, then I'm happy to say that our practice tests in Three Keys IELTS are like more difficult than the usual IELTS tests. So I think they're really good preparation.
Yeah.
What were your most recent scores?
In listening, I scored 8.5. And in reading, I scored 7. And speaking, I scored 8, and writing, I scored 7. So I would say in speaking and writing, I improved 0.5 band compared to my previous scores. So I never scored 8 in speaking, and I scored 1 in writing, 7, but yeah. So it's like almost 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of hard to use that as reliable data, you know, for like 2 years ago. So much could happen in 2 years.
Yeah.
As far as like your knowledge, experience, and language. Okay. So that's fantastic. Listening 8.5. That's fantastic. Reading 7. Still good. We're not sure what happened there, except that the third passage was a killer. Let's talk about the speaking and writing increases then. So would you say that speaking and writing were your main focuses to prepare to get the scores you need?
I think I never prepared for speaking, frankly speaking. Never actually. I mean, probably I went through Three Keys course, but it's just like, you know, I need to finish according to this 30-day, you know, schedule. So that's the only reason I went through this speaking material. But usually I never prepare for speaking. But writing, I did prepare. I went through videos a couple of times and digest the material. I mean, I also, you know, before Three Keys, I was also signed up for many other courses. And, you know, since last 1.5 year, I took so many courses, and my only target was to improve 6.5 to 7. That was the main, aim.
Yeah. Well, that is what's holding a lot of students back. They're stuck at that 6.5 in writing, sometimes 6, but I feel like often, if students are preparing in some way, right? Like you took a bunch of courses, they're still stuck at this 6.5. So what do you think is the difference? Like, why did our system help you to get past that 6.5, to get that 7 you needed, and the other systems did not? Like, what's the difference there? Hello, lovely IELTS students. If you need help with IELTS, and we all need help sometimes, Three Keys IELTS is here for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course, or if you want Skype sessions with me or a member of our team, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. Use those links and get your bonus.
I think most of the Three Keys strategies are very simple and they're easy to understand. And the beauty is that they're up to the point. I mean, you don't need like any other additional material, and all the concepts are pretty much focused. But I would say, the session with Jessica helped me to find out my weaknesses, you know, where she... First time we had a meeting, and then immediately she found out what my problem is, why I'm not getting 7. So I think that was totally true, I believe.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about that, because I'm hoping our listeners could get something from this that maybe might help them as well. So in our session together, Ramesh, what did I point out to you that was holding you back?
I think you told me that, that the letter that I have, I'm having problems with the writing informal letter. I mean, this, yes. I was not expected this, but yeah, you told me that, you might getting, 5 band in letter, and then you're getting above 7 in the essay. So this was kind of shocking to me, but I think that might be the truth.
I think some students like really brush past task one, especially in general training when you have to write a letter, because that sounds easy. That sounds like a daily task, something that would not be difficult, that you don't have to have any clue to the scoring system. It's just a letter, right? But it's not just a letter. I mean, the differences between formal and informal, semi-formal, it's not just the vocab, it's not just the language, it's in the sentence structures, it's in the transition phrases. And just as a side note, this is something I notice in speaking as well. Listeners, so in the informal letter, we write like we speak, right? Like that's kind of the overall idea there, to make it informal. And so this connects to speaking part one and part two. We don't want to use transition phrases such as, in addition to this, blah, blah, blah. That is formal. So guys, don't use it in informal letter. Don't use it in speaking part one or part two. Okay, so how much would you say you practiced for the writing before test day?
I wrote around, 3 essays during 1 week before the exam. And then okay. 3 letters. So I didn't even, I asked you to remove my speaking section instead I would like to have a writing corrected.
Yes.
Then you said, okay, you go ahead and write another informal letter.
Yeah.
Then you gave me feedback on that. So that luckily I got informal letter in my exam.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. So I got enough practice, and I know what to do in that situation. So that helped me a lot.
Okay. So how, Ramesh, how did you make your writing more informal?
As you pointed out before, I try to think as I speak to a friend. So
awesome.
I mean, of course, there are some words that you really pointed out in my letters that I'm too formal for informal letter.
Okay.
So then I was thinking when I was writing, I took time when I write, like I used full 20 minutes for writing the letter.
Good.
And made sure that there are no spelling mistakes.
Awesome.
And I tried to have very simple contractions simple, not formal vocabulary.
Awesome. So. Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, guys, yes, task two is worth twice as much as task one. I get that. But guys, task one is still important. Like it's still part of your score. And I think for some students, like Ramesh is saying now, that if we're focused too much on task two, yeah, sure, maybe you get like 7, 7.5, 8 on task two. But what if you're still at a 6 in task one? What if you're at a 5 in task one because you're not hitting the right tone, formal or informal, right? I mean, that's going to bring your score down. So we have to focus on everything. We can't ignore anything when we're preparing for IELTS. Okay, Ramesh, so congratulations on your score. Do you have any advice for people out there who are looking forward to taking their IELTS test soon?
Yeah, I suggest not to give up on IELTS easily. I mean, everybody can achieve their desired score with proper planning and with proper guidance. So first, people should understand where he or she has problems with For example, in my case, it is very clear. It is the writing that's a beast for me. And I was hitting 8 and 8.5s in listening and reading consistently and 7.5 in speaking. So yeah. I found out my problem is writing, and then I just concentrated on writing for several months, I would say. But I was still keep on getting 6.5, but I never give up until I get my desired score. But perfect. Once you found out your problem, then you need to spend more time on your weakest module. And even you can even dig more into each module and find out your difficulties and work on them. For example, in my case, it's the informal letter. So these things you need to find out by yourself, or take some help from a coach, or take help from Jessica, and then so then things would work out for you, I'm sure.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, sometimes we have to ask for help, right? We can't just keep doing the same things over and over again and seeing the same results, right? So guys, if you are ready to get some help with whatever is challenging you on your IELTS exam, you can access the same feedback, the same strategies as Ramesh did. If you want to get into the personal coach package and have those classes with me, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. Remember to use that link, guys, because then you also get that speaking bonus. Okay, Ramesh, so last thing, real fast, what are you going to do now that you have, that you're done with IELTS? What does this get you?
Yeah, so the idea is that I will apply for Canada permanent residence.
Awesome.
And if I get it, then probably I will move to Canada in the coming year.
Fantastic. Oh, well, congratulations again, Ramesh. I'm very proud of you. I'm always so excited when we hear from a student like you who I actually know, who I got to work with, and like we see that it worked. Like, it's so exciting. All right, Ramesh.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Jessica.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate your help.
My pleasure. I love what I do. I'm lucky. All right, Ramesh, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us today, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You too. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.